Okay, we are live. And let me just change this around one little bit. Megan, how come we've got you on the screen? Megan's my trusty assistant. She's my tech advisor. How can we shift the gallery view that I'm showing up as the speaker? It has you showing up as the speaker, which is cool, but maybe you don't want to be on the screen the whole time. I don't know. What's going on here?
Oh, it's probably because it's on speaker view.
I'm the speaker, so why are we not viewing me? Guys, bear with me, okay? Technology is my friend.
Well, I do see you as the speaker on it now, so
So you're showing up as the speaker for me.
Yay, because I'm not showing it up for myself, so I'm like going, oh dear. Okay, well, let's just get started because I am so jazzed about today. So I want to welcome all of you to the Roadmap to Revenues. It's my weekly Wednesday live Q&A and training session. It's for ambitious entrepreneurs ready to scale from 6 to 7 figures. And each week I dive into a different training topic, and you know, they're designed to help up-level you and your business so that you get better results and more success in your business. And today we're talking all about how to 2x or double your revenues using organic social media. And you know, ultimately the goal is how to actually turn your cold conversations or your cold connections into hot prospects, and it can be done. I'm Sue Clement, and I'm excited that you're listening, whether it be live or whether you're watching the replay. That's really cool. Great to have you here. And if you are watching live, don't hesitate to post any questions in the box, in the Q&A chat, I should say, and Megan will be helping with me with that a little bit later on. We'll go into some Q&A at the end. So, you know, when we think about growing our business, one of the huge problems is that we're trying to find ways to get more sales, right? Everyone, you know, we all want sales, and the focus tends to be so much on sales. And really what I want to do is I want to kind of put the horse and the carriage in the right order, because it isn't really sales is what you want to focus on. Not really. It's really a lead gen problem. And when we think about that, because if you don't have enough prospects to talk to, you don't have sales conversations. You don't have sales conversations, you don't make the sales. And if you don't have prospects, well, where do you get them from? Is from leads. And so, you know, that's really the focus today, is how to get more leads and thinking of your business from that point of view, rather than thinking I need more sales. So it really isn't a sales problem always. It's often more of a leads problem. And, you know, we're going to be using social media as a way to get more leads. So, hey, if you're, you know, watching or in the chat, just pop in and tell us, you know, where you're from. Let's do that. Let's kind of find out who's here. And let's also find out what are some of your thoughts about getting more leads versus getting more sales. Is that a new twist? Is that a new focus that you've been kind of thinking about? So kind of just kind of begin to think about, how many leads did you get this week? How many leads do you have, you know, right now? If you had to count them up, do you have leads? Are you focusing on it from that point of view? So today, as we talk about how to double your revenue by getting more leads through organic social media, you know, going to dial into a few more things. So first of all, I'm going to share with you a really cool process that's been working for me. It's been working for my clients. It really is the new way of how to get leads in the social media world, because it's here now, particularly with COVID. You know, all those networking events just aren't happening anymore. So I'm going to share with you the exact steps to make strategic connections, not just lots of connections. We're not talking about mass volume. We're talking about the right ones, where to find the right prospects in your everyday social media connections. And we're all on social media, whether it's LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram or whatever channel you like. Specifically, the strategies I'm sharing today are really great for LinkedIn and Facebook. I'm also going to share with you how to create, you know, compelling conversations on Messenger that will actually continue that relationship, develop that relationship, and get you some prospects. And the biggest no-no, and I posted that a quick video the other day about what's the biggest no-no about that you can do on Messenger. And you can post it in the chat here. What are the no-nos that you think? And at the end, I'll reveal what I think is the biggest no-no, and I think you're going to love it. So post your questions now. Let's make this as interactive as possible. I want to be here for you and stand in service of what you need to be able to get the answers, get the juice out of it. You know, I always feel that time is valuable. And it's like, you know, I used to have a coach years ago, and she was always like, squeeze the orange, you know, get the juice out of it. So I want you to get the most juice as possible. So get involved with the chat, interact as we go. And this is being streamed on Facebook, and it is being recorded, just so you know, you're kind of on screen, don't want to look too weird, right? And then also I want to introduce Megan. Megan, say hello. I always have her on mute when I do that. Megan's my trusty assistant, and she's here to help me monitor the chat and, you know, kind of move things along. So if you have any questions, chat with Megan on that. All right. So I'm Sue Clement, and I like to call myself the, you know, I kind of introduce myself as the business acceleration expert, and I help people think and grow like a seven-figure CEO. And I have to tell you something. My coach called me out on that. He really got me, pinned me to the wall. And yes, I have a coach because I need a coach to up-level my performance. And that's where I can continue to grow my business and continue to grow myself. And he called me out and he said, Sue, you always just gloss over that. You never really explain what does that mean. And I thought, well, gosh, you know, maybe people don't know what that really means when I talk about, you know, my seven-figure CEO mindset and strategies. So I thought I'd just share with you quickly what my seven-figure roadmap system is when I work with my private clients one-on-one. And, you know, when we grow our business, what got you here won't get you there. You know, that's the challenge, is that we like to think that we just keep doing the same stuff and we'll grow our business and we'll be more successful. But ultimately, seriously, you have to up-level yourself. So I often work with my clients on the CEO mindset so that they can up-level themselves and therefore hold the space to have a bigger, more successful company. The second thing that I often work with clients on is to know their numbers, because I don't think a lot of business owners really know their numbers. They run their businesses by how much money they have in the bank. And that is not a shrewd way to really manage your business. And if you want to have that multi six and seven figure business, you absolutely need to know your numbers. You've got to stop being the bottleneck of your success, which is where you need to start building a team. You can get to 200,000 pretty easily without having too much of an infrastructure. But when you get a bigger company, you absolutely need to get out of the way of your success and start to build a team and learn how to have that leadership and the delegation skills. And then we move into growth, you know, and that's what we're kind of dialing in today, is that marketing is the growth. And then the acceleration is the sales side of it. So those are the things I usually work with my clients. And, you know, if we're doing the MapQuest kind of clicky thing, we're going to zoom in today on the growth module and talk all about marketing. And, you know, really, when we think about marketing, I'm doing a bit of a disservice by just telling you about the lead gen piece of it, because before we go out and get leads, you absolutely need to dial in on your ideal target client. And this is a stumbling block that we all have, me included. You know, I've been doing this for 20 years. I've been coaching business owners, and I've evolved my business many times, you know, several generations of it over the years. And it is really about understanding your ideal target client. And I'm not going to talk about that today, but it's a bit of a soapbox for me, because I'm always kind of bringing that in, because it is the seed of marketing. That's where all your marketing needs to start from. And then, you know, also once we figure out the who piece, we need the what piece. And the what piece is really, you know, what is your genius? What are you going to help people with? What are you selling? You need to have a well-crafted offer and smart pricing, because so many of you are leaving money on the table. I mean, just yesterday I posted one of my clients I was working with, you know, we actually tripled her rate, and then she went off and got two new clients right away. So think about that. She's doing like a third of the work for this more money. You know, it's crazy when you think about when you have well pricing. And then a smart marketing message. You've got to be able to get out there and communicate that. And then finally, we get to how to get leads. And that's where we're dialing in today. But I thought I would be remiss if I didn't share that whole journey with you. So you don't have a sales problem. You have a leads problem. And more leads will equal more sales. So let's jump in on that. When I think about how to get more leads. You know, it's interesting. My first company was an employment agency that I grew from startup to multi seven figure business. I hit 5.2 million and then I sold the company just after 9 years into the business. And that company I grew from direct outreach. You know, networking was not really a big thing back in those days, and we didn't have all this great online internet marketing and all the rest of those bells and whistles. But it really was, you know, feet on the street, direct outreach, reaching out to businesses. And that's how I grew that company. And then if we dial it forward to after I started my coaching practice, networking was the thing. We'd all go to networking events. We'd get visibility. We'd connect with people. We'd, you know, meet people. We'd hold hands and shake hands. And that was really the best way to grow your business. And for many years, those of you who've known me for a while, and I'm looking at the names on the list, many of you have known me for quite some time, you'll know that I used to train and speak on networking a lot, because it was really the fastest way for a solo entrepreneur to get exposure and to get prospects and clients. So that was the trend at that point. Now COVID's come into the mix and it's really kind of derailed a lot of us that we can't go out to networking events. And actually, I'll be honest with you, in the last several years, I rarely go to networking events because they're too labor intensive, in the sense that you have the show up time and the dress up, drive up, show up time, and you walk in the room and you don't have any control of who's in the room. You don't know if they're going to be hot prospects or potential referral partners, or, hate to say it, a bunch of duds, people who just don't, you know, have any value to you from a business perspective. Yes, you can have a nice lunch and you can have interesting conversations, but frankly, we're in business to get clients. And so when I'm investing my time to go out to a networking event, I want to make darn sure I'm going to get something out of it. And when we network, we don't always know who's going to be there. We don't always know what we're going to get out of it. And so that can be a huge challenge. So that's why I really love the social media marketing, because it's a blending of both of those things. You get to control who you connect with, which is just fabulous. You don't have the show up and dress up time. Okay, I kind of like that side of it. But you get to control, you know, exactly who you connect with and how you connect with them. And yes, it has that direct outreach component that works so amazingly well for me to grow a seven-figure business, because I could control myself. I could direct outreach. And you know, the other best thing about social media marketing is you can do it anytime, day or night. It doesn't matter what calendar or what schedule you're on. You can actually connect with people at any time. It's not that it's a live connection. They don't have to be right there answering you back moment by moment, but you can actually make friends, you know, make new connections at any time, day or night. So it is a really cool, efficient way to get leads. And so I want you to think about social media from maybe a new perspective for some of you. Maybe some of you have already got this figured out, but for many people, it's like a new way of really thinking from a business perspective of how you can use this great platform that, you know, we have on Facebook and LinkedIn, and how we can actually connect with the right prospects and actually get clients out of it. So it's not just about going on, you know, posting things and cute pictures of dogs and cats and, you know, how many likes and followers you get. That's kind of part of it. But really, I want you to use social media from a perspective of gaining business. So that's really what we're diving in today. So let me just get started. You know, and I've got some slides here. I'm not sure if I'm going to use them all, but let me just, I'll do the share screen thing. I got to admit that I'm not a real proficient Zoomy person. So, you know, learn with me. All right, here we go. So here we go. We're going to pop in and out of some slides. Let's start the slideshow. We need that. So this is what we're all here for. If you're in, it's like years ago, I used to fly when I actually worked in retail. I supervised a chain of retail stores and I flew to Fort McMurray every week. And, you know, they get on the announcer and they'd say, this plane's going to Fort McMurray. You know, if you're not going to Fort McMurray, you're on the wrong plane. And one day someone jumped up and left. So anyways, this is what we're here for today. So, you know, we talked about networking the old school way, and that's networking the new way, is on social media. And so, you know, imagine, I just want you to stop here and think for a moment. If you could get clients just from the everyday connections you make or the everyday interactions on social media, what would that be like for you? How many prospects would you like, or how many leads would you like? Enter it in the chat. Come on, give me a number. How many people would you actually like to connect with that would give you a lead? Post that in there. Let's see what that looks like. And so if you have any questions, don't hesitate to put them through and let's get in. So the whole goal of using social media is to connect. We want to make targeted connections. And, you know, we can do it many ways through LinkedIn, through Facebook. You can do it on the fly. You can do it on the go. You can do it from your desktop. You can do it in the middle of the night. You can do it anyway. I feel like a Dr. Seuss story, you know. What was it? Ham, eggs, and would you eat eggs on the plane, on the train, and everywhere else? Well, social media is the same way. We can do it everywhere. And the thing, though, is I want you to think broader. It's not just about anybody, because there are billions of people, or thousands, or hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people on social media. So we don't want everyone. We want just the right ones. And so this is where we really kind of get into it, where we want to figure out who it is. And if you remember the dialogue we started with, your ideal target client is relevant to be clear about. So you're not trying to reach everyone, you want to reach the right ones. And I think that this is the biggest mistake that a lot of people do on social media, is that they're just kind of, you know, liking and following and friending and chatting and interacting with anyone rather than truly interacting with the right ones. So begin to think about targeting. That's a cool word I want you to think on. So the easiest thing, of course, is to accept new friend requests. I get them all the time, and it seems like the more friend requests you accept, the more people will put them to you, I guess, because Facebook then shares your names. You know, Facebook is always making these suggestions of who you should connect with. And so you get lots of friend requests coming in, and then you can also send out friend requests. So here's the deal with that, though, is that I'm just going to come out of here. So here's the deal. When we do the friend request stuff, you have to be targeted about it. So there's a simple system that I go through. Of course, I know who my ideal clients are. So think for yourself, are they B2B or they B2C? Are they of a certain age or certain gender? Are they a certain geographic location? You should have your ideal target client profile nailed down, because what you want to do then is when you accept friend requests or ask people to be your friend, you want to make sure that you're only inviting and accepting the people who qualify as a prospect for you. Now, I know this might sound a little hunter style that we're targeting people, but ultimately we are. This is for business, right? This is, you know, we're going to grow our businesses this way. So when you get a friend request, what I do is I take a couple moments. I just don't fly swat them and go, friend, yes, 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 yes. That's not the goal. For me, it's not about having 5,000 friends. And when you hit 5,000, you're capped off anyways. And then you're kind of got a bunch of people in your community that really are never going to be the right ones. Now, I just realized something. I stubbed my toe on something. I should pull this back and let you know that I use Facebook for business. I don't use Facebook for friends, like I shouldn't say friends, but for family and true friends. Okay. So one thing is, if you do use Facebook for your family members, and you think, well, I don't want to be all about business stuff and mix those two things, I want to point out that on Facebook, you can create lists. So you can still have a pod or group of just your true, like, casual friends that aren't business anything, and your nieces and your cousins and your uncles and your aunts and your mom and dad. You can have them in a section off to the side, but the rest of it then would be all about the business. Okay, so I just have to kind of put that out there so you're not kind of getting confused about wanting to commingle all these people. I can see how you maybe, if you use it aggressively for family members, you probably don't. They don't want to know see your posts about your business, or, you know, they want to see the cat pictures. The business people don't want to see your cat pictures. Well, they don't mind a few of them, but not too many. So let's go back then. So when I go to you, let's say you send me a friend request. The first thing I do is I click on your name. And of course it pops open your profile. And I'll look at what types of posts you've been posting. I'll look at what friends we have in common. It's important to me. I might be targeting, different marketplaces. So I'll look at what country you're in. All right, so I'm beginning to assess this. I'll look at your photo. If you don't have a photo, you're not going to get me to like you. Okay, I'm not going to accept your friend request without a photo. And then I click the about, because I want to know about you. Particularly, I want to know what business page you've got connected to your profile. Now, if you don't have a business page connected to your profile, that's a bit of a red flag for me, because I'm doing this for business. So do you have a business? Don't you have a business? If you don't have a business, sorry, I'm not looking to be your Facebook friend. Okay, remember, I'm doing this for a way to grow my prospects. So I'll look at your about, and if you have your page there or your website, I'll click on those and go look at your business page and look at your website. And when I look at those things, once again, I'll be assessing, is this person a potential prospect for me? And if the answer is yes, then I get to fly swat it and accept your friend request. And once I do that, I don't leave it there. I accept the friend request, and then right next to that accept thing, there's a button that says message. And I'll click on the message button, and I will then send you a message saying, hey, Mary, thanks so much for reaching out and sending me a friend request. I'm looking forward to connecting with you. And then I'll ask a question. I might say, how are you doing today, or what's working for you in your biz today? So I'll ask a question that kind of is a softball, easy question that gets the conversation started. It's not like, do you want to buy from me? That's not the question we want to put out there, okay? We absolutely want to instead have a conversation. She's a human, a real person. Treat her like one. So have a real conversation. How are you doing today? Okay? It can be a trivial conversation. You want to get the ball rolling. You want to start the relationship. Remember, business is about relationships. People need to know, like, and trust you. And so that's what we do. They've asked to be my friend. I'm accepting them because they met the parameters. Okay. And then we start a conversation. So on the flip side, that's how to accept people to be my friend. Now on the flip side is I want to send out friend requests. So this is where I actually target specific people. And there's different ways of targeting friend requests, because once again, we want to make sure that they are targeted, that we just don't want to, you know, invite anybody to be our friend. We only have 5,000 that we can get to. So we want to make sure that they are the right people that we can get to. So where can we find friends? Where can we find friends? Let's just pop back to the slides. I feel like I'm multitasking here. Oops, there we go. It's coming. All right, so we got the friend request. Now we want to target them, okay? So we're moving from connect to target. All right, so here's some cool places that you can find them, because you should be searching for them, okay? We want to make sure that we leverage our Facebook or LinkedIn. When I say Facebook, guys, I also mean LinkedIn is just the same. LinkedIn has a kind of a different personality, but fundamentally, this strategy works exactly the same. You just have to kind of sometimes have a different voice on LinkedIn. Oops, my thing's not working. There we go. We need to search for them. And here's some places where you can search, okay? We want to search groups. So groups is a cool place to find different prospects on LinkedIn. Pardon me, the Facebook. I'm switching over now. On Facebook. So, for example, if your ideal target clients were into graphic design, you would then look for graphic design type groups. And you would probably join a graphic design group, because everybody in there could be a graphic designer. All right. If your target clients are coaches, you probably want to join some coach groups. So think about, you know, what types of groups would your ideal target clients join, and then you go join those groups. So when you join the group, now this is the key piece of it. You don't necessarily want to just go there and hunt people, and nor most groups you have, of course, have to follow the rules of the group. Not some of them are a community group where everyone pitches everything all the time, and other ones are more of a leader group where the leader has control and doesn't allow, you know, spam or pitching your different services. So you always want to follow the group policies, the group rules. But in that group, you'll begin to see who's posting what and who's commenting on what. And you do exactly the same process that I've already outlined. You click on their profile, you look at their profile, look at their friends, look at what they're posting, click on their about page, look at their about page, like their business page, look at their web page if they have one. And then you make the assessment of where they're a friend. If they're a friend, you send them a friend request and you simply say, hey, Mary, I see that we have some friends in common. Or you might say, hey, Mary, we're both in the XYZ group. I thought I'd reach out and connect. I'm looking for new friends. Let's connect. And then send that off to her. So that's how you search with groups. The next place you can look also is different events. So for example, I created an event for this, and you know, 40 or so people posted that they were interested or coming. So you could actually then go and click on those people and say, well, if those people are interested in social media marketing, maybe, you know, that would be a client that would be interested in mine. Now, don't go hunt all my people. I'm just kidding you. But you can find different events. You know, if there's a conference or a live, like there's lots of these virtual events now, and the virtual events is attracting a certain profile of business owner, you might think, well, that's exactly who I want to connect with. So you'll look at that event listing and find people that way. And finally, people who like or comment on your posts or like or comment on other people's posts. You know, you might find that maybe some of your competitors, you might go to their pages and their profiles and see who's liking and commenting on those things because they're similar to yours. So I think you can see there's lots of different places where you actually can go and connect with, you know, you can target specific people on LinkedIn or on Facebook. And I'm just going to pause here and drink some water and see if there's any questions about this. Let's post them and let's just jump in and answer them right now. Megan, we got any questions coming?
Yes, Sharon had a question. She was asking, for B2B business, do we have to have an Instagram account?
You know, Tegan, is sleeping on the, I don't know if you can see him or not, sleeping on the couch over there. He has an Instagram account, but I have one, but I don't think I've used it often. You know, I think the bottom line, and this is a great answer, it depends. And I'm not sidestepping you here at all, honest Sharon. It depends. You want to be on the social media platform where your ideal target clients are. And if your ideal target clients are all on Instagram, if it's a, you know, I hate to say younger market, I feel like I'm a dinosaur, but you know, you will want to go to where your clients are. Same thing is like LinkedIn might not be for everyone. So you want to go where your prospects go or where your clients go. If you're selling to a more corporate suit and tie kind of business, like you can find those people more on LinkedIn than you can on Facebook. You know, as I mentioned earlier, LinkedIn has a different culture than Facebook does. So fit, you know, pick the style that works for you. And Instagram, yes, you can do a lot of these strategies on Instagram as well. So Sharon, I hope I answered your question for you well enough. Any other questions, Megan? Thanks, Sharon. Appreciate that.
That's all there is in the chat at the moment.
Okay. All right. So let's continue on. We talked about how to connect and like who to connect and then who to target. And once again, we always want to make sure that we search, we assess, we qualify them, and then we either accept the friend request or send the friend request and always send a message with it. Like as soon as you hit send friend, like even, and I recognize that if you aren't friends, your messenger message isn't always going to show up in the same message box. It will show up, but it won't show up immediately. They may not see it immediately unless they go look for that second messenger box. And that's okay, because when they accept your friend request, it pops in. Your message pops in, they'll see it then. And the other cool thing is I like to do it because Messenger is a crappy CRM system. Okay. It has just like a big inbox. And when I send the message out, then I've got a little tag with that person, so to speak, that I'll know, you know, maybe why I sent it, whether we're in the same group or I like their post or we have friends in common. Those are the kind of the three most common reasons why I invite someone to be a friend. I'll mention those three things. And so when I do that, it stays in Messenger and then it gives me a prompt about date, time, and what the message was. So that's why I always send the message. It helps me, but it also builds the relationship because we want to be human about it, right? That's really one of the keys, is we want to be lots of, you know, continue that humanness. So that goes through the targeting side of it. And then once we target and we've sent out the friend request or we've accepted the friend request and we've done our targeting through groups and through events and from likes and comments and from post engagements, then we need to start engaging in them. So we send the message saying, hey, be my friend. that's a short version. You know what? I mentioned it longer. But then even when people send you one, it's, hey, thanks for connecting with me, and then ask them a question. But we want to get a dialogue happening. And so this is where you need to be creative about conversations that you're going to dialogue with people. You know, when someone accepts a friend request, I always message them back saying, hey, thanks for accepting my friend request. And then I'll ask them a question because I want to get a bit of a dialogue going. I want to know who this person is. You know, if we talk from a, you know, purely clinical perspective, I've targeted them, but I don't really know them. So from the surface, I'm saying this could be a prospect. This could be someone I should connect with. But I don't know until we start talking. So I'll always thank them for the friend request, ask them a question, and get the dialogue going. Now, this is something that really used to freak me out. Because it's like, I'm thinking, well, if I send a message, like, you know, like I need to be there when they message me back, or I feel like I'm being rude, and I can't obviously do that. So the cool thing with Messenger, it is kind of, you know, casual in the sense you send them a message and then you wait, and they might send you back, but you don't have to be at your keyboard at that moment. It's okay. So if there's a bit of a gapping in time in that, that's normal and that's natural. So that was something that used to freak me out, but I don't know if it would you. But don't worry about answering in a flash. Now, it is cool on the flip side is that sometimes they'll message you and you message them back and you'll have like a back and forth dialogue right away. That's kind of nice. That can happen as well. But neither way is right and neither way is the only way. Okay, so let's go back and see what I've got for my slides here. I think that's where we were. Engage. We want to converse the same way you would in person. So have real conversations. And if you're not sure, like, what should I say? Well, just think, if I was at a networking event, or I was at a wedding, or I was at a conference, or I was somewhere and I was just meeting somebody for the first time, what types of things would I chat about? That's what you want a messenger on, okay? There's nothing really scientific about this. It is basically just having a real conversation with somebody. Remember, meaningful conversations will give you meaningful connections, and you want to have a meaningful connection. You're building the know, like, and trust factor. And so it's important that you have those connections. Whoops. It can't be all about you. And this is where people kind of get into trouble, is that they think, oh, great, I got a hot prospect. Ooh, I'm going to get them now. And they go right to town doing a pitch. Okay. Do not pitch. This is a pitch-free engagement. This is, you know, where you'll go wrong every time. And I really, seriously, don't pitch. And, you know, often I see a lot of this on Facebook. People will make messages and they'll be slamming people who market through social media. And it's not that marketing through social media is good or bad. It's bad only if you, you know, accept a friend request and then pitch them immediately. No one wants that. It's no different than if you were at a networking event or at a conference and you meet someone, you shake their hand, you say, hi, I'm, you know, pleased to meet you. What do you do? And they're suddenly coming on with this big, hard sales pitch to you. And you're like going, well, wait a minute. Like, I, you know, I kind of feel like I'm a, you know, target on my chest. And so don't be, I love this image, don't be a weirdy sales-o. A salesy weirdo. God, I can't even say it. See, it's weird. Don't be a salesy weirdo.
Can't actually see your screen right now.
You can see it or not?
I can't see your screen right now.
Oh no. It's such a good picture. Can you see it now?
I cannot.
Well, that's weird. Did you see it before and we lost me or what?
Earlier we saw it, yes.
Okay. So, okay. Okay. Well, you know, technology is my friend. I'm doing it the right way. I'm saying share, and it says I'm sharing. Can you see that?
Oh, there we go. Now I can see it.
Okay. All right. So let's go back here. Don't pitch. There you go. There you go. I have to show you this one because it's the fun one. Now, can you see that one? Yes? Good. Yes, yes, yes. I want you to remember this image, okay? You do not want to be a salesy weirdo by pitching your services in Messenger when you really just are trying to engage with people. And that's where people go astray, is that there's a disconnect. There's this, like, I'm using, you know, you might be thinking, well, Sue's told me I could use social media to get prospects. And once I get a prospect, well, then I want to start telling them all about what I do and I want to see if they want to buy from me. You can, and we'll get to there, but this is not how you do it. Okay. And this is where, as I was mentioning, is on Facebook, you'll have lots of conversations about people slamming people who market on social media channels, because they're saying, oh my gosh, you know, I friended this person and then all of a sudden they're sending me their stuff. Well, no one likes that. No one at all likes that. So don't be a salesy weirdo. It's really important that you are human and you're making the connection, and it needs to be genuine. And it needs to be a dialogue. So think of yourself, if you meet someone at a conference, a wedding, a networking event, in the old days when we could do these things, but we still can, we're beginning to now, which is nice. The first thing you do is not pull out the brochure. That's one of my biggest complaints. And for those of you who have been in my workshops and seminars and heard me talk about networking in the past, is, you know, you don't want to feel like there's a target on your chest. You know, meet someone and they're instantly pitching you. It's like, that doesn't feel good. And of course that person is kind of shunned and you don't want to be near them again. So don't be that person. All right. It's really important that you actually only engage, that you're building the relationship. That's the key piece of it. Make them feel important.
Janine had a funny comment around that. She said, it's like having someone ask you to marry them on the first date.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that's Las Vegas style, baby. Thanks, Jenny. We don't want to do that. But here's the thing. Now you're going, okay, so I get how I can target people and I get how I can build a community of potential prospects. Isn't that great? And so when I'm posting things on my social media channel, because they're my friends, they're gonna see it, which is great. But if we only do that, it's a long, slow, hard way to get a client out of it. So this is where the magic happens that people kind of miss. And so that is absolutely the word. Let me go back there and let's see if I can do this the right way today. Let's go back. Where the money is. Show me the money, honey. Everyone type in the chat. Show me the money. If you want to know how you're going to get the money from social media, type it in the chat and I'll tell you. Ready? Come on. Show me the money, baby. I remember that Tom Cruise movie. Show me the money. I'm not going to scream at you, okay? And if you're American, oh, that's Canadian money. There we go. That was American money, and this is Canadian money. So, you know, I want to make sure I'm being broad across the border here. Here's the magical piece. Are you ready for it? We got lots of show me the monies, I hope. This is the magical piece. It's all about an invitation. This is where we invite. And ultimately, really what we're trying to do is not feel like there's a target on anyone's chest, but we want to get permission. When we ask permission to share an offer or share something of interest or share something of value, and people say yes, they can't be angry at you then when you actually tell them about what you do. Got that? It's all about the permission-based marketing that's going to make the biggest difference. And that's really the magic in social media marketing. You need to absolutely make sure that you are asking permission, and then it works. That's when you get into the sales conversation. So it's no different than if I'm at a networking event and I'm like, going, hey, Bob, you know, based on what you said, I got an idea that might be of value to you. Would you be interested in hearing more about it? It's as simple as that. Same thing on Messenger. It's like I might ask them a question. And, you know, one of the ones I use and in my program, Revenue Accelerator, I have a whole manual on this with actual scripts that people use. And some of the, you know, the script might be as simple as saying to someone, hey, I've got a cool opportunity or I've got a cool program coming up that I think might be of value to you. Would you like to hear more? Can I share this with you? And when people message back and this, you give them, you know, you make it totally unattached to the outcome, guys. You really want to just be, here's a gift. Are you interested? Like, is this something of value to you? Are you looking to buy or sell your house in the next 30 days, 90 days, whatever? Like, ask a question that's relevant to your business. And when they answer back, some people will say, sure, tell me more. And I like to use curiosity. I must admit, it's a little bit of a hook on it. When I, you know, I don't say, would you like to, and then, you know, explicitly describe everything that I do. It's more like, are you interested in growing your business? Is that the focus right now? Are you interested in doubling your revenues? Those are the types of questions I ask. And, you know, and when they message me back, I've had people message me back saying, no, actually, I'm already, you know, working with somebody, or no, I'm really not in a position to be doing that right now, or no, I'm taking some time off. It's like, cool, great. Then this isn't for you. And there's no point for me wasting any of your time. And it's a very genuine way, because I only want to talk to prospects that actually are fit. And this is where the whole dialogue will ensure they're fit, and then actually give you the opportunity to invite them to explore further. It's basically, would you like an exploration? And then from there, you know, my goal always, and once again, it depends on what you're selling. If you're selling a lower price ticket, you might just, you know, say, here, go to this website, click and buy. But generally speaking, I like to get on the phone with someone. So when they say yes, I might ask them another qualifying question. And when they say yes again, you know, so you could have layers of questioning to kind of qualify people. When they say yes again, then I might say, well, hey, this is my languaging. I'd rather talk than type, because I do. I hate typing. I'd rather talk than type, because I think I can, in a conversation, it's way more fun. I'd rather talk than type. Let's hop on the phone. And then you know, arrange when your guy's going to phone, and whether you use a Zoom call or whether you do the old school pick up the phone call. But then you have that conversation. And when they come to you on the conversation, whether once again, online or offline, phone or Zoom, when you have that conversation with them, they know what they're coming for. At least they're curious to find out more about what your offer is, what your program is, what your course is, what your product, your service, whatever you're selling is. And so they're more qualified than you just pitching to anybody. And that's where you'll get more success, because you actually have someone who's raised their hand to say, yeah, I'm interested in finding out more. What you got? And then you can hop on the phone and have that conversation with them. And that's really the powerful piece of social media marketing, is you want to make sure that you're always inviting them rather than just pitching them. Okay, that's really the key. Get permission. I can't stress that enough. Otherwise, you will be a salesy weirdo. You will be scorned, and no one will want to talk to you on social media. Okay, so that's really a key piece of it. And then I just want to share with you a quick little bonus idea here. Let me go back to my screen, and we can pick up where we were. There we go. Post engagements. This is a great way. Every metaphor I come up with sounds kind of bad, but it's like fishing. You know, you put the right bait on the hook and you throw the hook in the water, and then, you know, there's a whole bunch of fish in the pond. Well, the fish that like that bait are going to come. And so post engagement is a cool strategy you can use to find out who in your community could be a good prospect. Because, like, I've got lots of people in my community, but some of them are not going to be my clients. You know, some of them are selling, multi-level marketing, you know, low ticket items, they're hairdressers, they're whatever. They're not ever going to be a prospect of mine. So, and they're, because they've been in my community for a long time and they're there now, and away we go. But ultimately, you know, this post engagement is about enticing people to see if they're ready and right. So here's a couple examples that I can share with you. Hang on a second. If you're a mortgage broker or a real estate agent, you might make a simple post that says next home, house or condo. Okay, so start thinking for your own businesses. What types of posts would you put out there that people, you know, could answer? And this is, it's simple, it's short, and there's no commitment here. There's no like, I want to sell one of these to you. Which one do you want? It's not that. So you're just getting people would answer. And so people would probably go house, condo, whatever. And then what happens is you might get, you know, I've done this before and I've got like 60 different people responding. Those people then, if I was a mortgage broker, I might message them. They say condo. I might message them back saying, hey, thanks for commenting on my post. I see that you want to live in a condo. Is that where you're living now? And once again, I start the dialogue. Notice I didn't say, hey, I'm a mortgage broker. I'm a real estate agent and I can help you get that next condo. That's not going to help. Okay. It's about opening the door and having the conversation, because I still don't know whether they're really looking to move or not. So it's presumptuous of me to start there and start flogging my things to them. So that's one kind of post. Another one, let's see if I can get another one. You're on a sales call, video or audio. If I was a sales coach, that might be something, you know, because someone's on, you know, selling and this is how they prefer to sell. And, or maybe I'm a video person. You know, it might give me a good tool that way. So you can see, like, you have to craft the question that works for you. This is one I did. Who here am I connected with that's a coach, consultant, or expertpreneur? Well, I had like, I don't know, 70 or a large number of people in my community posted what they were. I'm a coach, I'm a this, whatever. That gave me the opportunity to go to those people and message them, to start a dialogue about, you know, how are they doing, how is business, how are they managing this COVID world, whatever. And in that, some of those dialogues actually led to real conversations on the phone that led to clients from a simple little post like this that kind of was like trolling, you know. Remember fishing, I hope I got the metaphor right. You know, when you're fishing and your little motorboat going putt, 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 and you throw the lines off and, you know, you just kind of let them drift and you get a fish here and again. Here's another one. When you're on stage, sneakers or heels. This is great. This was a speaking coach that put that out there. So, of course, people would answer, and everyone who's answering, they're obviously someone on a stage. Whether they want sneakers or heels is irrelevant. She basically identified who were the speakers in her community, and then she could message them back and start a dialogue. So you can see these engagement posts are really, really cool. I just did one yesterday, last night. Let me see, I got it here. Want to know how to get more hot prospects from Facebook without ads? Comment with a GIF. And so I had people putting all these funny little GIF files. I got like a dozen people. I did that last night. I don't know, 7 or 8 last night. And those people then are great because they want to know how to get more prospects from social media. Well, I could message them privately, which I did, inviting them to have a conversation with me. So that's, you know, that's an opportunity for you to be able to kind of troll or attract within your own community, get people to raise their hand and find out who actually could be a good prospect. So start thinking about what types of posts and, you know, come up with a couple of different ones and rotate them, that each week you put a post out like that and you'll be surprised at what you potentially could get from just, you know, trolling for prospects. I know that sounds really bad. I hope it doesn't sound as bad as it sounds. It doesn't come across as bad as it sounds, I mean. Okay, so that's the engagement post strategy, which I think is really kind of a cool strategy to help you get more clients. Now, I feel like I've run the race here. I'm going to open it up for questions, Megan. Let me just stop my share here and see what questions we might have. If there's any questions about what we've done, I'm going to sip some water and let me get this cold water here. Better.
Well, going back to Sharon from earlier, she had replied about the Instagram account and the market and stuff. She had said that her clients are restaurants and bar managers.
Probably. Yeah, probably. And if you never, if you're not sure, always go ask your clients. What social media platform do you most often use? And you can kind of, from asking your clients, get a survey from them, and that will direct you on what's more likely. All right, so any other questions, post them up. So anyways, let's move into kind of a big review. We've been through a lot of content here today. So when we think about social media marketing, I want to just make sure you've got the highlights of this, okay? I want to make sure you've got this in your notes. So really, it's about a connection strategy. And when we connect with people, we can either accept their friend requests or go search for new friends. And it should be a balance of both. Once we do that, we want to make sure that we're targeting exactly who it is that we want to connect with. So know your ideal target client profile. And be, you know, I have to admit, when I first started doing this, I felt really uncomfortable. People would want to be my friend, and then I'd look at them and I'd go, wow, they don't have a business. And I must admit, this is a little bugbear of mine. If your business page is not connected to your profile, everyone, do that now. You must do that. If you are in business, you want your business page connected to your profile. You want people to be able to make that connection. And if you don't, chances are, unless you have really cool friends that I know and that would position you as a prospect for me, I'm not going to accept your friend request. No, you're all friends of mine already, so we're good. We're good to go. But so really be aware about that. So really target. Know who you want as a prospect, and then make sure that you target and only accept them. And so I felt uncomfortable declining friend requests from people that I knew, but, you know, they sell some, you know, low-end multi-level marketing product, skincare, whatever. And it's nothing against those people, honestly. If you're one of those people, I'm sorry if I offended you. But the fact of the matter is, they're not usually going to fit into my courses or my one-on-one work. So consequently, I decline, and away we go. So the better you can make your your pool, the, you know, the better it is for you. And then you obviously want to make sure that you have good engagement. Talk to them like a human. Don't be a weirdy salesy. A salesy weirdo. I can never get that the right way. I'm dyslexic here. And the magic is in the invitation. Once you have a bit of a back and forth dialogue, it's great to invite them. And I didn't share with you this tip. This is a really writer downer. Okay, write this down. So I might engage with you and we'll have a little chit chat back and forth about how's business going and how are you managing and whatever. And then what I like to do is I let to let it sit. I'll quite literally just leave it for a week or two. And then I'll message them back with a, hey, I was just thinking about this, or I was just thinking about you. And that's when my invitation is. Then I do the invitation after a bit of gap in time. Somehow that works well for me. Okay. You can keep the invitation all in sequence. You can have the engagement and then the invitation. I always feel like there's a nice if it just sits for a little bit and then send the engagement, or pardon me, the invitation to, hey, I was thinking about you, or I've got this cool thing just coming up and I thought maybe it might be a fit. And then, so that little break somehow helps it transfer from just the casualness to let's talk business. So that's a little tip that you might want to write that one down. All right. So I want to pause here and I want to ask you, imagine if each week you could get prospects from just being on social media. It, you know, I think in my promotion of this event, I said in less than 1 hour a day. And, you know, there is a little bit of a formula. Kind of share with you the guts of how to do it, but there is a bit of a formula on what makes it work for you, what will actually bring you a client a week. And for some of you, you know, client value could be $5,000, $2,000, $10,000 or more. And when you think about that, if you could have a couple conversations each week and close a client, imagine what that would do to your revenue stream. And it in less than an hour a day, like, you couldn't go to networking and spend that little time and actually come out with some hot prospects from it. So just think about that. You know, imagine what would happen if you did that. And, you know, today, as I mentioned, I shared with you a lot of information about how to, but there's some science behind this, kind of like the art and science of doing the social media marketing. There's more than meets the eye in this. There are some nuances that will help you be more successful with it. And so some things you need to learn is basically beyond this is how do you actually then get those people on the phone? It's not always as easy as it seems. And you want to be able to actually, you know, meet them from where they are to where they want to go so that you can convert those people into clients. So that's a piece of how to do that. So here's the thing. If you would like, I have a little invitation for you. If you would like a copy of what I'm calling show notes for today, it's like the summary of all my notes, kind of a high level, you know, high level piece of it. Just type in the comments show notes and Megan will connect on those. And everyone who writes show notes will get those off to you in the next couple days through Messenger. And then beyond that, I also want to take a moment and invite those of you who really like this strategy and think that you could use it to grow your business to a cool opportunity that I have coming up. And that is my Revenue Accelerator Program. This program is a real workhorse in the sense it's a 90-day implementation program. And the value of it is we kind of go back and we look at all of the marketing piece of it from a perspective that we talked about, your ideal target client, making sure your offer is dialed in and nailed down and that you've got great pricing. And then from there, we use the social media marketing strategy for you to grow your business. And the goal is for you to double your revenue in 90 days. And believe me, it can be done. I've used social media marketing extensively to grow my business, and I actually made more than 100K in less than 90 days, just alone by doing direct outreach and connecting with people and finding the prospects and having the sales conversations and getting clients. And so if that's something that you would like to do, if you're serious about up-leveling your business, if you're serious about in this weird world of ours, finding ways to outreach and get conversations with prospects, get those leads, get those prospects, and ultimately get those clients so that you can grow your business. I'd like to invite you to explore what that could look like and to see if you're a fit for the Revenue Accelerator Program. This is not a click and buy, all right? So there's no website to send you to. And you know, one thing I just want to talk about, I mentioned not a click and buy. I just want to make this point. This is not a training program. It's an implementation program. Yes, you will get coached every week. It's a small, very, very intimate small group. You will get coached every week in the group environment. You also get a private coaching session with me once a month. So you get lots of support. Each week there is training, but ultimately this is really about you bringing really lasering in and having a lot of clarity and focus on what it's going to take for you to step up your revenues and get more clients. So if you are ambitious and if you want to challenge yourself and really get into implementation in a big way with the support, with the community, with my help, with my coaching, helping you troubleshoot and navigate all this, then I'd love to invite you to have a conversation with me. And there's, you know, you can just as simply as open your email and send an email to me at sue@sueclement.com, and Megan can just type that in for me. Or if you want to, you can go to, I've got a web page as well. Megan, put that in the chat as well. The sueclement.com/chat. Those are two ways that you can connect with me. And just, you know, send me a messenger. And you know what we'll do is we'll just hop on the phone. It's as simple as us having a conversation. And, you know, I will promise you this, is that if you're interested in exploring what working with me would look like, some of you might say, well, I'm not a groupie. I don't like groups, but you want to work with me one-on-one, you can do that too. We certainly will have a conversation to see what's best for you and what will fit. And, you know, I also want to let you know, it's not me just twisting your arm. This is, you'll go away with clarity. One of the things I'm passionate about is helping business owners. And, you know, that's really key for me, is that I stand in service of you, and I think every client I've ever worked with will certainly attest to my desire to help them be successful and do everything it takes to help them be successful. I had a client, Michelle Castillo, and she once said that I cared more about her success than she did. And I'm like, I don't know if that was the best compliment or not, but that's really how she felt. And so if you have a conversation with me, you're going to go away with clarity. You're going to go away with some new ideas. We'll talk about your business, where you are now, where you could get to, and to see if and how I can help you in that journey. And whether you sign up and work with me or not, I promise you, you'll go away with some insights about your business that you didn't have before a conversation with me, because that's what I'm all about. So I'm going to invite you once again to either, you know, open an email right now. Don't do it right when you're thinking. I've got a few, I'm looking at my calendar over there. I've got some time this week and early next week. You can quickly just, you know, send me an email. We can hop on my calendar right away. Or you can go to the chat box and fill that in, whatever is simplest for you. But, you know, life is too short for you not to take action. And if you want to have a bigger business, you need to do something different than you're currently doing. Let's be honest about that. Is that what got you here won't get you there. I know it's a cute little saying, but it is so true. And often I know from myself, what's gotten me to level up my business is the group, is being in an environment where I actually have support and training and guidance and people holding my feet to the fire. Sometimes they're smoking hot. People are gonna call me out on my stuff. That's what my coach does. He calls me out of my stuff and he makes me stretch and be bigger and bolder than I ever would by myself. And I want to be able to do that for you too. So if you have any questions about the Revenue Accelerator Program, hey, we've got a couple more minutes. Post them in the question box. And if you have any questions, I'd be pleased to answer them for you. You might be curious about some more details. I kind of gave you the high notes. Megan, I'm just going to ask you if there's any questions coming in, or if you have any questions about the content we shared, that too.
Gurjeet did have a question about the content. He was saying that his target audience is pregnant women. What is the best strategy to connect with them?
Gurjeet's a woman, I think, right, Gurjeet? I know you, Gurjeet. I think I know who you are. So I paused for. So what's the best strategy to connect with them? is just exactly what we talked about, you know, outreach to people. You might put in your messenger box, the engagement bait, you could actually put a post, you know, who in my community is soon to have a baby? Or who in my community is soon to be a grandma? Right? Those are kind of cool ways. And everyone who raises their hand, then you could start a messenger conversation with them, which would ultimately then either the grandma or if they are having the baby, you'd have a messenger conversation with them about, oh, how pregnant are you and how's it going? And then you might invite them. Hey, I help pregnant women do whatever you do. I don't know exactly what you do, Gurjeet, but that would be a segue for you to go across. So that would be kind of a cool way to do it. There's also like tons of mom groups, you know, Facebook groups. So you could join mom Facebook groups, mompreneur Facebook groups. And, you know, they might have one kid, but they might be having more kids. And once again, I don't know exactly what you do in the sense of your services that you offer, but that would be another place. So you want to basically think deeply, where do pregnant people hang out? What events do they go to? What types of groups do they belong to? And then just do some engagement posts that get you going on that. So hopefully that helped you, Gurjeet.
Yeah, she said she wanted to confirm that you meant on Facebook, and she was also asking about LinkedIn.
I think for this, Facebook would probably work better. Although there might be some LinkedIn groups for moms. Check it out, okay? I don't know. That's one I haven't sought out myself. All right, any other thoughts or questions?
I think that's all we have in the chat at the moment. There's been a few people asking for the show notes. So as a reminder, if you'd like the show notes, just type show notes in the chat and I'll make sure you get those.
Perfect. Now I have a big question for everyone who's here, is I'd like to know what is the biggest value or takeaway from our conversation today? What are you going away with? What was the one golden nugget that you're going to really, you know, nudge your business forward? What's going to make the biggest difference for you? So please, I'd love to hear what you're doing with this. Because, you know, here's the thing is I always felt that training without implementation is just entertainment. And I don't want you just to be entertained. I actually want to make a difference in your business. So what's the nugget that you're going away with? Let's hear some of those.
So just while those are starting to come in, I see, Gurjeet said you have met at the Langley business event.
I thought so. That's why I knew you were a woman. I was thinking that dinner when I spoke in February at the Langley Chamber. I think that was it.
Okay. And Gurjeet also says engagement is key. That's her takeaway.
Good.
Janine says, I like the post engagements as long as it's from an authentic, caring place.
Absolutely. You nailed that, Janine. You definitely need to have it be authentic. I mean, you're trolling, but you actually need to do it from a good spot. Not too much of a heavy fisherman there. Yeah. Come on, guys. What are the takeaways you're leaving with? I want this to be an impactful difference for you and your businesses.
All right. Rick says, I have to redefine and refine my target market.
Yeah. Everyone does that. Several generations, every time, every couple of years, you need to do it. And if you don't have it nailed in, I mean, I was just working with a client yesterday, actually. And, you know, he's been in business for a couple of years and he's like, God, I keep bouncing. You know, he keeps kind of, you know, never committing to one thing. And it is tough because often our services are relevant for many people. And so we kind of like, oh, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. And we become jack of all trades, but masters of nothing. And seriously, if you want to grow your business, the more narrow you can nail it in, what happens is you become an expert in one thing. Like I drive a high-end sports car and I don't take my sports car to anybody. I take it to the guy I know that's going to do the best work. And so, but does he also, you know, deal with like a little, I don't know, I have two cars, okay? I've got a sports car and I also have a Kia Soul, okay? A little runabout. So does he take care of that car too? Yeah, he can. But ideally, he's known for one thing. So get known for one thing. I mean, this is the one of the best strategies you can do is think of it this way. One problem, one solution, one market. And when you can nail those three, that's when you actually grow your business faster, okay? That's a real cool little side tip for you.
It helps if I unmute myself, doesn't it?
I don't know what you were doing there. I thought, okay, she's lip syncing.
Yeah. Okay, yes, we have a few more comments here. So getting engagement and then following up with the people that engage if they are the customer target market is from Ilana. Pat says relationship is key. Sharon says how to target and engage prospects. I learned to search groups, which I've never thought about it before.
Yeah, groups is a really rich one, definitely. Okay, well, I think we're going to wrap up now. Thank you, one and all, for coming today. It's been great to have you on board with us. And remember, go make it happen for you. I love Tony Robbins' quote, it's in our moments of decision that our destiny is shaped. So make new decisions, do things differently. If you want to grow your business, it's there for you. And if you want some help and want to explore what that could look like, I'd love to have a conversation with you. So drop me an email right now. It's simple, sue@sueclement.com. Can't be easier than that. Let's hop on the phone and talk about you and your business growth, where you want to take it, and you'll go away with some clarity, next steps, and some direction. And you know, whether you work with me or not, it's irrelevant. You'll go away with lots of information. You'll get value from our time together. So I'm going to say goodbye and sign off now. Thanks everyone for joining us today. It's been real cool. Remember, our Roadmap to Revenues call is every Wednesday at 1, or most Wednesdays at 1. We skipped one last week because of the holiday, but most Wednesdays at 1. So stay tuned for that. If you aren't on my mailing list and you would like to be on my mailing list so you get the invitations and you get the notifications, send me the email too and we'll make sure that Megan gets you on the list and we'll go from there. Anyways, thanks everyone for watching. I'm going to sign off now. Have an awesome Wednesday for the rest of the day and go out there and get some clients and go make some money. All right. Take care. Bye.